Okay, boys and girls, thank you so much. That was very, very well done. Lovely singing and good reading. Reminds of wonderful truths about God, about Jesus, his love and his salvation. Now I want to speak to you for a few minutes. Let's see, we have a picture. Let me know what that's a picture up on the screen. An apple tree. That's right, it is an apple tree. And there are three ways you can know that something is an apple tree. Very clever people who see the next picture can tell it's an apple tree by the leaves that's on it. You have to be very clever to know that. All trees have different leaves, and those are the leaves of an apple tree. And then the flower is the second way you can know. Down near where I come from in County Armagh, there's apples when they're coming in round about April, May time. Lovely, lovely flowers out. And then the third way is the fruit of the apple. So there are three ways that indeed you can know it's an apple tree: by its leaves, by the lovely flower, and then thirdly by the fruit that it brings. And what I want us to think about, boys and girls, is how we can know if someone is a Christian. And we're going to think about three ways we can know someone's a Christian. And listen, boys and girls, this is so, so important. So important for two reasons. The first reason is only Christians go to heaven. The Bible teaches that. And the second reason why this is important is some people think they are Christians when they're not, and they can fool themselves. So we're going to think of three ways we can know if someone's a Christian. And we're going to think of a story, we'll shoot on the next picture, and the story of two men, which Jesus told about two men who went up to the temple to pray. Temple's a wee bit like church. And one was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. Now, see the next picture, the Pharisees praying. Pharisees were very religious people. They were like teachers, a wee bit like ministers. And this Pharisee was praying head high and saying, God, I thank you that I'm not like the bad people. I thank you that I fast, that's go about food twice a week. And I thank you that I give a tenth of all I've got to you. And he was so full of himself, thinking he was absolutely great. But the tax collector, we see in the next picture, he was different. His head was down. He wouldn't look up to heaven. He knew he had done bad things. In those days, sometimes tax collectors would steal and cheat. And he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Flick up the little caption. And this is the first way, boys and girls, you can know if you're a Christian. You have to admit your guilt. Let me show you something that I've got in my bag here. Okay. Any ideas what this is? You love getting these as you get older. Okay. Yes, Nicola? A what, sorry? No, it's not a bill. It's even scarier than a bill. It's a school report. Newry High School, Moody William, Form 5A1. That's my school report. I'm not going to read you all the results, but I'll read you one result. I was doing French with a certain boy before I came in here. Well, let me tell you about my German result. Okay. To pass the German exam, you had to get 40. What did I get? 36. And I can tell you that when I got that from the teacher, did I feel good? No. And when Mum and Dad got that, I didn't feel good either. But the thing was, the class average was 38. So most of the class failed it as well. And that. So I had to admit that I didn't pass. I had to admit that in German, I wasn't good enough. And the Bible tells us that God has a pass mark for us to get into heaven. And it's not 38, it's not 40, it's 100%. Never doing anything wrong. And we've all failed. And the first way we know that we're a Christian is we admit we're guilty. We're not like the Pharisee says, I'm wonderful, I'm great, God. We're like the tax collector and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. We admit our guilt. Let's shoot on the next picture, the next story. This man came to Jesus as a knight. His name was Nicodemus. And Jesus told him that he had to be born again to get into heaven. And Nicodemus couldn't understand, what does this mean to be born again? And so Jesus told Nicodemus a story to explain what needed to happen. And we see in the next picture, it's a story when the children of Israel were in the desert going to the promised land. And they started to complain, they started to grumble against God. And God sent poisonous snakes to bite them. And they began to die, boys and girls. And then they cried to Moses, Moses, you pray to God for God to save us. And Moses prayed. And God told Moses to make a snake out of bronze, that's out of metal. And we see in the next picture to put it on a pole. And whoever looked at this bronze snake would be saved. They would be rescued. And this was telling us, and Jesus told Nicodemus, the Son of Man, that's Jesus, would be lifted up on the cross so we could be saved. And what have we to do? Let's see what it says. Believe in Jesus, which means to trust in Jesus. Let's see what else I've got in here. What's this here? Yes, Noah? It's medicine. It's the great Calpol, isn't it? Calpol. And sometimes if you're sore or sick, you get some Calpol and it makes you better. And what you do is, when you're sore and sick, you go and you look at the bottle, and by looking at the bottle, it makes you better. Is that right? Is it by looking at the bottle? What do you have to do? What do you have to do, Stephen? You have to take it. Mummy and Daddy has to get the lid off, get a spoon or a syringe out, and you have to take the medicine. And when we say believe in Jesus, it's not just knowing that Jesus died on the cross. We have to come to Jesus, knowing that only Jesus can take away our sin, trusting in Jesus to do it. The medicine's no good in the bottle. The medicine has to go into your mouth and into your tummy. You have to take it. And you have to take Jesus. You have to come to Jesus. You have to trust in Jesus to take away your sin and to save you. Okay, one more story. Let's shoot on the next picture. Here we have another tax collector. Today's story is about tax collectors and Pharisees. And this tax collector, of course, was Zacchaeus. And he was a greedy little man. He was a cheat. But he heard that into Jericho one day was coming Jesus. And he ran, climbed up a tree to see if he could see Jesus, because he's really small. We see in the next picture him up the sycamore tree. And Jesus came and said, Zacchaeus, today I have to stay at your house. And so Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house. And we see in the next picture, Zacchaeus is there. And the people were saying, what? Jesus is mixing with a sinner? Because tax collectors were so bad and so unpopular. And Jesus said, today, salvation has come to this house. And this is what Zacchaeus did. Zacchaeus said, I will give half of all my money to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone, I will pay him back four times as much. And by doing this, Zacchaeus was showing that he was changed, he was a new person. And by doing this, let's see the words, he was confessing Jesus as Lord. He was showing that Jesus was his king, Jesus was his master. His life was being changed around. Let's see what the final thing is I have in my bag here, boys and girls. What's that? It's a Bible, and it's my Bible I got in Sunday school way back in 1979. It's my Bible. And when you become a Christian, one way you know you're a Christian is that you no longer live just to do what you want to do. You don't live any longer to please yourself. You live according to the book. You live according to the Bible. You hear what God wants you to do, and you live to do it. Now remember what we said about the apple tree. You know an apple tree? From the leaves, from the flower, from the fruit. How do we know if someone's a Christian? Let's shoot on, just remind ourselves. First of all, the story of the text, like, you have to admit your guilt. You have to tell God you know you have failed. I wonder, boys and girls, do you know you're not good enough to go to heaven? Heaven is only for boys and girls who know they're not good enough. It's only for big people who know they're not good enough. Heaven is only for those who know they haven't passed God's mark. So admit your guilt. The second way you know you're a Christian is you believe in Jesus. You know that no matter how good you try and be, you'll never be good enough. Only Jesus can take away your sin and take your punishment. So you have to trust in Jesus, like taking the medicine. And then the final thing, you confess as Lord. Like Zacchaeus, your life is changed. You no longer to live to please yourself. You live to please Jesus. I look at you and you all look lovely today. All look pretty. All dressed up and so nice today. But let me see. What are you like inside? Have you been changed inside? Has the Holy Spirit entered you? Have you come to admit your guilt? Have you come to believe in Jesus? Have you come to confess Him as your Lord, your King? Have you asked Jesus to take over your life? It's only when that happens that we know we are Christians. And remember, this is important. Only Christians will go to heaven. There's a singer. You will probably not know him. Some of your mums and dads will know him. A singer called Chris Rea. And he sings a song. Tell me there's a heaven where all the good people go. And there is a heaven. But it's not for good people because none of us are good enough. It's for those who know they're bad and come and trust in Jesus to save them. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, I just pray that you'd speak to every boy and girl at the front here, to every other boy and girl, every young person, every mum and dad, every granny and granda, every person here today. Help us to look at our hearts and to see if we're Christians or not. To see if we have admitted our guilt before you, God. To see if we're believing in Jesus, trusting in Him to save us from our sin through His death. To see if we're confessing Him as Lord. Living to please Him. Living according to the book. Living according to your word. Oh Lord, we thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that He's the one that makes us born again. Without which no one can see heaven. May He work in all our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Clear my bits and pieces.